Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim, I happen to see your tweet. As a matter of fact, it came about a minute after I went on the rant about going for it on 4th and 1 from the 1, because we've been around football long enough to know that you've got a defense playing well. We've seen a lot of times in the NFL, we saw it through a lot of years with the Steelers, that, hey, even if you don't punch it in, you got that team pinned on the 1. You got to take that, don't you?
Exactly. He needs to apologize to his team. I mean, for him to talk about other players after the game and what it means to us, he needs to be apologizing to everybody.
Yeah, whenever you've got
it. Talking about Narduzzi.
Right.
That was pitiful. Yeah. That was pitiful. Pitiful.
Well, I didn't use that word, but I'll tell you what. With the way that defense was playing today against Penn State, you got to pin them back. And you know.
You make a good point about the defense, but I'm not even thinking about that either.
Yeah. You're thinking about scoring.
Yeah, well, but you remember when Romeo Crennel did that for the Browns. It was a 7-point game. It was 2008, and Cleveland was all excited about their team, as they usually are. And they were down 7, and he was at the 21. There was 3.5 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
And he thought he'd cut the lead to 4 so he could get a touchdown later. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
I was half expecting
Narduzzi to send out the field goal team on 4th down in the final seconds there to take a 4-point loss.
Oh, wow. Anyway, well, hey,
well,
the Steelers have the Seahawks coming in, and the Seahawks struggle with Cincinnati, which is a little bit of a surprise. It looks to me that the Seattle secondary could be had. What are you seeing?
Well, the worst player is hurt. I mean, so I don't know how much that injury is going to hurt that secondary. You probably know more about their secondary than I do. What I do know is they play press man, and my understanding is that Deontay Johnson is going to get more playing time as a bigger part of the game plan, and he excels. That's his forte, is getting off the line against press man, so that will be interesting to see. But I'm thinking the biggest weakness for Seattle is their offensive line, and it wasn't too badly exposed at home. Cincinnati did get a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson. But they're going on the road with that offensive line now. It's going to be worse against a team that should be foaming at the mouth. So that pass rush, Pittsburgh's pass rush should play some havoc with that poor offensive line tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking at their depth chart right now, Wex, and I see that Thompson, their free safety, is doubtful for the game. Of course, they got Trey Flowers back there. McDougald and Griffin. So that's what their secondary looks like. But let me ask you, what type of quarterback do you see, Russell Wilson? Is he an elite quarterback in this league, or is he a notch below? Where do you put Russell Wilson?
Well, I'm going to call him elite. I remember interviewing him at the 2012 Combine, and I was just shocked at how smart and insightful and he was just a good guy. So I thought I was upping him in my sleeper category to maybe a 4th-round pick. I believe he was taken in the 2nd or 3rd, right?
Yeah.
So, I thought he would be a steal in the 4th round, so I even missed badly because I believe he's under 6 foot.
Yep.
And he has just exceeded all expectations, and I had high expectations going in. So I consider him elite. He used to run more, but he's gotten wise. He can't. You can't do that, and last the season. So while he's mobile and he's a threat and they do a lot of that read option stuff, he's not going to run as often as he used to.
I think his throwing, Wex, is underrated. I mean, you're right when, you know, he's running a lot less. When he came into the league, I think it was, you know, he was running more and people were thinking, oh, well, you know, what we have here is a 5'11 guy who's going to be a running quarterback and he's not going to last very long. But you're right, he's smart enough to know where his bread and butter is, and I think he's underrated throwing the ball.
Yeah, but wow, they don't have the weapons they used to. Even Baldwin, you know, I don't play fantasy football, so I don't follow the moves of the other teams. And this is so early in the year. I see DK Metcalf is their main guy, and I know he's a heralded rookie, but it just doesn't scare you much. I mean, Tyler Lockett's a little guy, and a scary little guy, but a little guy at that anyway. And an inexperienced tight end who only played half a year last year. I don't know. It's a pretty good matchup. They're going to have to run the ball because of their offensive line. They're not going to want to get into throwing situations. One aspect of the Steelers that did play well last week was the run defense. So I don't see Chris Carson or who's their other back, Rashad Penny, being much of a factor against Wobble and the gang.
What do you make of Dante Moncrief's issue last week, and is he going to get an opportunity to bounce back, and do you expect him to?
Well, he's got a dislocated middle finger. I mean, this is Sammy Coates all over again.
Yeah.
I guess this stuff doesn't heal, so you have to play through it, and it doesn't help how painful it is, and I don't know that you want to really be throwing to him all that much. They want to... Roethlisberger loves him, okay? He has his reasons, and I respect that. And I'm assuming Moncrief's a lot better than what he showed. But, man, if he's going to be that big of a risk to drop the ball because of a busted middle finger, I don't know that you want to do it. You know, I don't know that you want to throw to him all that much. I understand getting him going and getting him rolling, but come on. Deontay Johnson, he just impresses me every time I watch him. So I kind of would go to him a little more, and of course, Washington.
What do you make of the Steelers' attempt last week against the Patriots to play man? It's a little bit difficult to, you know, to watch that stuff, especially in the secondary, closely on television. But if you want to be successful, and of course, you know, the Patriots always find a way, you know, to break you out of whatever you're trying to do. Don't you have to play man a little tight and prevent the, you know, those crossing routes? I thought, who was it that was on the broadcast? Oh, it was Chris Collinsworth, I think it was. You know, brought up a good point that the Steelers are going from a zone to a man, and it's going to take some time to get it to where they want it, so they can actually compete against the Patriots. Are you on board with that?
Oh, I mean, they did it last year. They beat them 17-10, and most of it was due to confusion and disguising at the line of scrimmage. You know, after that AFC Championship game where they had, who'd they have, Cockrell, Will Gay, and Artie Burns were the corners, and Mike Mitchell was a safety, Sean Davis was a safety. They couldn't play man, and they had to, and Brady picked that zone apart. They were determined, I probably was from that game, to get some man help. And now they just got a linebacker, too, a couple linebackers. I didn't think Barron was as bad as everybody wants to say he was. Well, James White is a difficult task.
Yeah,
I thought we might see more Bush on James White, being that Bush is a little speedier, quicker, smaller. And that fits White, but I don't understand why they didn't. And Bush, you know, he had his own problems being in that game at that time. And they were without their free safety. And, you know, Brady just chews up teams with inexperience up the middle, and that's what they beat them with. I'm not so sure it was all because they weren't in press coverage tighter to the line. They have rules, and when people go in motion, some have to back off, some have to get closer. And I don't know who would have fouled any of that up. You're not going to get answers, and
right,
Nobody's going to point any fingers. And I don't know enough to watch the All-22 and get it. But it's not as simple as just moving your guys up closer on the man.
Yeah, because, you know, my whole thought is if you're going to play man, you can't play man 4 yards off the ball because what they're going to do is just cross. They'll pick you anyway. You got to, and the thing with the Patriots, I've always felt, you know, you had to disrupt their routes. You know, so
yep.
you know, getting closer to the line of scrimmage might allow you and get maybe inside technique to prevent those crossing routes over the middle. You know, you got to force them outside and you got to disrupt, you know, them coming off the line. Not to beat a dead horse, but that didn't happen.
Well, you also got a 4-3 guy in Dorsett, and I don't know. I don't know what the disadvantages are to getting up in some of those guys' face, but it didn't all happen at once. If the Steelers convert some of that short yardage, who knows how that game plays out? Probably don't win, but yeah, you know, Brady was hot. He was going against inexperience in the middle. They just picked that middle apart. And Sean Davis was back at practice Thursday. I was stunned at the first of all, I didn't know he was such a voice on the team. I thought he was another quiet guy, but you could hear him and the whole. It was a cacophony, if that's how you pronounce that word. I know how to spell it, but I don't know how to say.
That's why you're a writer, right? That's you can put it in print. Real quick, what does this offense need to do? Tomorrow, you know, Ben didn't have a great game. I didn't think at all. He's got to recover a little bit in 30 seconds. What has to be done offensively? Establish the run for sure.
I guess reestablish the run. That's the Pittsburgh go-to. The receivers have to hold on to the dang ball. I mean, even my guy Deontay Johnson dropped one. Moncrief dropped 2 fourth-down passes, a pass in the end zone, and a fourth-quarter pass. I mean, hold on to the thing. I didn't think Ben was that bad. That pass to Johnny Holton. Any other team, that's a touchdown. Johnny Holton, he's got some speed, and they couldn't wait to use that play. It was on a 3rd and 6. Surprised everybody. You hate to see that. But, man, if it would have been a touchdown, things could have been different. I think Ben's fine. The receivers just have to hold on, and I think they will. And that running game, that'll get rolling.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the running
game. And they got to get Vance McDonald involved a little more than he was against the Patriots. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, you saw Vance's stats at the end. Ben kept throwing to him late.
Yeah.
It was like Ben worries about his stats. That's his buddy. So if I was a fantasy guy, I wouldn't be too worried about Vance McDonald because the quarterback seems intent on making sure he gets some.
Well, let's do it in the first quarter and not like the last three minutes of the fourth quarter. Wex, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it.